خويل بن عمرو الخزاعي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه جائزته. قال: وما جائزته يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: يومه وليلته وضيافة 3 أيام، فما كان وراء ذلك فهو صدقة عليه. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم: لا يحل لمسلم أن يقيم عند أخيه حتى يؤثمه. قال: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكيف يؤثمه؟ قال: يقيم عنده ولا شيء له يقليه به. هذا أبو شري خويلد بن عمرو الخزاعي رضي الله عنه. I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day shall be hospitable, kind to his guests, and fulfill his right. The companions radiallahu ta'ala asked, what is his right, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, one day and one night, and hospitality is for 3 days and 3 nights. Anything more than that is charity to him. Bukhari Muslim. A narration of Imam Muslim rahimahullah states, it is not lawful for a Muslim to stay with his brother as a guest for so long that he puts him into sin. The companions radiallahu anhu asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can you put him into sin? He replied, he continues staying with him while he has nothing to offer him by way of hospitality. So how many days? 3 days the most. First day, the host will go out of his way in doing special food, more than that. That's nothing wrong. Look, Kutub al-Aqdar, the Shaykh al-Hadith, one of Muhammad Zakir, rahmahullah alayhi, his life was full of zuhad and taqwa and simple food and that. But to guests, go out of the way. And then if a great guest came, Hazrat Madani, where they came, then there would be different types of food. And then, because when you feed a guest, you're not going to be asked about the food that you provide for the guests. So you're going to get free more. So say you have one food every day, but if you provide guests 10 different types of food and all that, because you'll be sharing with him too there, you're not going to be asked about that. So one day, you'll do proper ihtimam, everything. Second day, okay, it's all right, he's staying. Third day. After 3 days, the person, he should not stay. Why? In the next hadith, Rasulullah said, until you make him a sinner. How are you going to make him a sinner? After that, he has nothing to... Today, alhamdulillah, none of us are in that state that we don't have nothing. We have things for ourselves and 100 people for hundreds of days. But still, another thing is, maybe in the house he might say to his wife, he's not even going now. There's going to be ghibat. So even that, you make him sin in that way too. Or as other people will see too, and they'll start talking to this guy. Say, that's different. Your sheikh comes, your ustaz comes. Your somebody special comes from a different country in that. He stays for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You want him to stay forever at your house. Huh? Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu wanted Rasulullah to stay forever. But how many? 4, 5, 6 months? You understand? That's a different thing. If you know, the person knows. If a person is happy, if my ustaz came from England, my sheikh, I'd love him to stay as much as he wants. It'd be like the most pleasure, it'd be a privilege. That's a different thing altogether. But as everybody, even as when a person is a guest at anybody, the most is 3 days. A person, their people should be careful and they should leave then after that. Our deen is perfect that it doesn't hurt anybody. Everybody's hearts are happy. Allah knows.